Today on Mission Network News, Turkey's refugee eviction pushes Greece to its limit. I'm Ruth Kramer, and I'll have the latest for you in a moment. And then stick around because Bible clubs are changing kids in India. First, Turkey's deal with the European Union kicked the Syrian refugee crisis in Greece into high gear. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains that since Turkey announced plans to send the refugees back to Syria,
now in the last 2 months, we have seen a significant increase in refugee flows. The week before, there were almost 3,000 people that crossed into Greece. Yesterday, there were about 300 that crossed in different places in Greece. Yesterday, the main crossing point was the island of Samos.
The problem is that the camps weren't meant to take on this kind of volume.
Moria in Lesbos, which is the best-known hotspot in Greece, it was designed for 3,000 people, and it's way over 11,000 people right now. And the conditions are bad because it is so overcrowded, and you have similar situations in other hotspots in the other Greek islands.
The demand for resources is increasing, and the team feels the pressure. They're managing. But for how long?
There are three centers which have been growing that we have been operating, two in Athens, one in Thessaloniki, and we are just trying to do the best of a very difficult situation, helping people practically and also sharing the good news and when they come.
In other news, today is International Translation Day, an occasion marked each year by the United Nations. It's rooted in a celebration of St. Jerome. He translated most of the Bible from Greek and Hebrew into Latin, which helped John Wycliffe translate God's Word into English. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA marks September 30th as Bible Translation Day. Wycliffe's Jennifer Holleran tells us that the task isn't finished yet.
There is absolutely still a need for Bible translation. There are still more than 2,000 languages around the world that don't have any scripture at all in their language, and our hope is to see something started in every language by 2025.
The clock is ticking. Wycliffe won't reach its goal without collaboration.
We worked with some other organizations to start a global partnerships team that helps us to collaborate together well, and there are now more than 20 translation and missions organizations working on this together, and we'd love to see more.
Talk to God and find your place in the story.
We want the U.S. church to also see themselves in Bible translation because we believe that this is part of being the body of Christ.
We'll connect you with next steps at missionnews.org.
We really want to put a call out to U.S. churches to be involved, to connect with us, to partner, and to be a part of this exciting era in Bible translation. Maybe there's a project and a place that they have a heart for, and they might want to financially support that work, or they want to send people to go and be a part of that work.
And for most kids in America, it isn't a question whether or not they're going to learn to read. Literacy is taken for granted in the West. But in India, it's a different story. India has the largest population of illiterate adults in the world. Nearly 30% of Indian adults can't read or write. And that's why we're going to tell you Jada's story today. Jada is a 10-year-old girl in India whose parents are illiterate and couldn't help her with her homework.
Her report cards were coming back with failing grades, and she didn't really understand what she was learning and was overwhelmed with stress. I'm sure a lot of American kids can relate to the overwhelming stress that school can be at times.
That's Eric Morsehead with Mission India. He says Jada eventually joined one of Mission India's year-long children's Bible clubs to get some homework help. But that's not all she learned.
The Bible club leader went through all the homework with her and helped kind of reinforce what she was learning that day in school. But then the leader also encouraged her to seek Jesus for help in understanding her subjects. And so gradually her grades improved. Her parents were just so excited about that, and her confidence was restored.
Mission India's year-long children's Bible clubs have started again for the school year, and kids like Jada are getting educational support and hearing the gospel. You can sponsor a child in a Bible club for just $24. Get the details at our website.
You can kind of see that investment is quite inexpensive, but the power of that investment to transform a child's life is tremendous.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.